Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Butcher, banker, drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Let's get it going. Time for hour two of the morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. Got your host, James, joined by Laura.
Yeah, that's me.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We appreciate your company. Laura and I got to get into some entertainment news in a little bit.
It's true.
We've got your fall playlist we're going to get into as well. We've got cozy songs for you to enjoy.
It'll be so cozy.
We're kicking off the 10 o'clock hour with some fun, though. We've got our good friend Art Stevenson joining us right now.
He is representing
the Pittsfield Area Foundation for the Arts. We're going to talk about Cash in Hand, a Johnny Cash tribute band coming to town. Art, good to have you with us.
How you been? I've been good.
Awesome.
Art, Laura, and I were joking earlier, but we joke about 50% serious that you are welcome to come in here anytime. You don't have to have a reason, sir.
We'll have to work that out.
You've got an open door. Come on in with a cup of coffee around 10. We'll be here for you.
You're bored. You're in the area. You just want to kill some time.
Sure.
It doesn't matter.
Big fans.
We love talking to you, sir.
Can I bring a harmonica sometime?
Anytime.
You bet.
We've been wanting a house band for a long time.
Wow.
Be careful. We might get you under contract.
Holy moly.
Art, I wanted to get into the band and talk about that a little bit. But before we do, can we get into what the Pittsfield Area Foundation for the Arts is?
Well, that was started by Robert Wolf, who he's now passed away, but in the early 2000s, he conceived a concert series, a spring and fall concert series for the Pittsfield community, and based it at the school auditorium, which is now just pretty much called the Pittsfield School Auditorium. And it's a great room. It seats 490 people. So, you know, it has the potential to really, if we had a big act in there, would fill up with almost 500 people, that would just be a wonderful thing.
Fantastic.
In the early 2000s, Bob worked very, very hard to get the PAFA concert series going. And I got involved around 2003 as an artist, and Bob started booking my band back then. And we ended up coming in on the Mother's Day weekend, playing Saturday usually, and Mother's Day's the next day. And we're still there. We've been playing for over 20 years.
Wow.
Almost every year.
That's great.
On Mother's Day, and we usually draw pretty well, and so they keep asking us back. But
And you keep taking them up on it.
Yeah. I love playing there. It's a great room, especially for acoustic music, although I've heard some good rock shows in there, and the rock shows do fine in there too.
Yeah.
I've heard the acoustics in there are great.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And we had a jazz band in September, and they just loved it.
Oh,
they
cool.
didn't want to stop.
Right. Oh, that's always good.
We are artists supporting artists. That's a big part of what we do around here. And supporting the arts, promoting them, certainly in this state in particular and in this area in particular. But one of the things that I think is really cool, and I'm sure you guys have noticed this too, areas like Pittsfield and rural areas like that, really not just kind of sitting on their hands and like, well, what can we do? How can we get people to come here? Or any of these things? Or, oh, we've lost some of our favorite like theater or some of our favorite acts, music acts, and they just keep moving. They keep figuring out ways to, how do we bring people to town? How do we figure this out? Every unique area around us and all up and down the state, you're seeing this. And I think it's really cool, and a big credit to all of these areas, these towns doing stuff like this.
That's right. Pittsfield Community Theater uses the auditorium too to put on shows in the summer and sometimes at other times of the year around the holidays and things like that. And so there's always these little things going on in the community there, even though it's a small town, and it keeps people involved and it keeps people entertained.
We've got a lot of good theaters in the area. We really do.
And not only keeping people entertained, Art, but also adding to the economy of those areas drastically, like very much helping that out, which is...
And rural towns need it, man.
Yeah.
Sure do.
And how do you bring people to town nowadays? Music, theater, these things are how you do that. And and then you bring in a good act, and a great act. And I want to talk about that with you a little bit. I will admit, journalistically, I am a big, big, big Johnny Cash fan.
Most people are.
Yeah, I'm not alone on that one. Really, really take taking a chance putting that out there.
Right.
The Johnny Cash Tribute Band coming to town, cash in hand. What can you tell us about the band?
Well, Andy Hughes is the front man in the group, and I was glad to get him. I've met him a couple times at other musical functions and became aware of his Johnny Cash Tribute concept, and rather than just bringing in canned music, which is sometimes just wonderful, he has a full band.
That's awesome.
You know, it's kind of like the Tennessee 2 that Johnny Cash
so
has.
Cool.
But it's a four-piece band with a drummer and guitar and bass and so forth.
Fantastic.
And Andy out front. And from everything I've seen, I've not actually seen them in person, but everything I've seen online, they're very exciting.
Awesome.
And they've been playing some big shows around Wisconsin throughout 2025. So we're glad to have them.
So it's basically a rock show.
Yeah. You know, Johnny Cash was roots rock.
It's basically a rock show. Yeah. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Such a universal artist, too. You know, you're not only pretty much loved around the whole state, around the whole world, really, but his music is so well known, too.
Oh, that's right. I mean, I think Willie Nelson has kind of taken his place now that Johnny's been gone for a while, but Johnny's an icon, like Elvis, like Willie Nelson.
Just like Elvis and Willie Nelson, honestly.
You know, he attracts everybody's attention worldwide.
Yeah.
No matter what kind of music you like, you're going to like Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
When it comes to the show, not only can you expect all of that, but certainly I'm sure some great banter in between and everything. The little bit I've seen, these guys are really good with working with the audience.
Yeah, I understand there's some comedy involved
and
Johnny Cash stories and things like that. So I'm looking forward to all of that.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
You know, and you would know this better than I would, sir, but when it comes to being in a, like, doing a show like this or doing a tribute band or any of these kind of things, the music is great, but it is so much of that interacting with the audience, the work that the band is able to do and really making it feel like such a special personal show.
Yeah, it pulls the audience in when an, you know, if the leader of the band is charismatic, he's going to reach everybody, and he's going to make them feel like they are a part of the show, which, of course, they are.
Right.
Yeah.
And get them to join in with the joy and the tears and whatever is going on stage at that moment.
You don't want the show to feel like you just pressed play on your stereo. You want it to feel like an experience.
Right. And, you know, even with flaws in it, too.
Yes.
You know, nothing's perfect, right?
No.
And so that is just totally natural to have in the music.
Absolutely.
I always tell people.
The exchange of energy, right?
That's
what the crowd is about.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the things that performing live that I had to learn the hard way, but audiences, they may think they want perfection. They don't.
No.
They want a real experience. They want a unique experience. And those, you know, quote unquote mistakes or flaws or whatever are part of what we like about live music. Mm-hmm. It's such a great point.
Sure.
As soon as you said that, I thought about like four or five different shows I've been to over the years and something that went wrong. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of glad I got to see it. You know, other people got to see the song this way. I got to see it that way.
Right.
That's something beautiful about live music.
Sure. It's improv, isn't it?
It is.
You know, and it's all about what you do next. If you do something unexpected that maybe you didn't want to do, well, the next thing that you do is going to be very important, isn't
it? You're going to make up for that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Great stuff.
And you know, art is an expression of humanity, right?
It is.
And live music is just another expression of art. Humanity is not perfect. Neither is art.
And Johnny Cash's songs look at the human condition. I really think they're just folk music dressed up in country 100%. And rockabilly. And so it's wonderful. He's talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about your experiences.
Mm-hmm. I've listened to that man literally my whole life. I've never heard anybody describe his music better. That was perfect.
Thank you.
Exactly the way that I think of now. That's the only way I'll think of him from now on. One of the things that I've always loved about Johnny Cash is that you couldn't really label him. That's the best I've ever heard of anybody really kind of like putting his music into genres. It covers so much.
That is what an artist does when he takes or she takes their music up above the genre that they're playing in, above rock and roll, above the blues. They're just doing something different. They're going above. They're
transcending. Once you're transcending.
Transcending.
That's the word.
When it comes to seeing this show, taking it in, Art, what are the details of it? When is the show taking place and how people can get tickets?
Well, Sunday, October 19th at 7 p.m., $20 tickets online at Eventbrite or at the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I doubt we're going to fill up. We've had some big shows in there, but I've never seen that auditorium with its 490 seats completely full. So I would say come one, come all. Don't worry about an advance ticket unless you want to get that out of the way.
Without you, it's just another rehearsal.
Right.
It's going to be a really fun one. And not only are you going to take in a great band, enjoy the great music of Johnny Cash, but know the whole time that you're doing that, that you are adding to the area, you are adding to the arts, you are helping out the Pittsville area. You are just so many great things. It's such a win-win kind of situation.
And you're getting to listen to Johnny Cash music live.
That's right. And it's worth the drive. It's going to be a beautiful day. Come out early. See the colors in the countryside around Pittsville.
Awesome.
They're peaking right now. The maples, you know, and the birches.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a good reason to get out and take in a great band for a great cause. Again, Johnny Cash Tribute Band, Cash in Hand, coming Sunday, October 19th, 7 o'clock show over at Pittsville Arts Foundation area. That's going to be a fun one.
Pittsville School Auditorium.
Yes. Yeah,
Pittsville School, right next to, it's right next to the elementary school.
There
and there's
go.
A parking lot right across the street from the door.
It's a great spot.
Found it.
Don't miss out on this one, everybody. Get your tickets if you'd like. Again, advance tickets can be purchased at evanbright.com, evanbright.com, or get them at the front door the day of the show. Art, thanks again for the time, sir.
Thank you, James. Good to be on here with you.
Thank you.
We will have you back next hour. We will.
Whenever you want, Art.
Very soon, though. Very soon, sir. We'll see you again soon. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with more show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. I hate to interrupt Mr. Hawkins there, but
it hurts, doesn't it?
It really does. It actually really does.
There are some artists that it just hurts.
There's certain bumpers where I just want to hear the whole song.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Yep. I just want to hear the whole song, and it plays like at least for a couple of hours after the show. It's still like playing on loop in my head. That's one of them.
Yep.
Not today, because today I have had one artist kind of stuck in my head for the last, I'd say, at least 24 hours.
Yeah, who's that?
We found out news yesterday of Grammy-winning R&B legend D'Angelo passing away. He died yesterday, quote, a prolonged and courageous battle with pancreatic cancer. He was only 51 years old.
Yeah. D'Angelo, he was an incredible vocalist. Oh, my goodness.
He helped spearhead the neo-soul movement in the mid-90s that a lot of me and my generation just loved and couldn't get enough of.
Yeah, in the mid-late 90s era,
It's really the last time that R&B was at the top, at such a high level. R&B has been around since, and, you know, there's artists like...
You might remember the song, How Does It Feel?
Yeah.
I think that's probably his most popular one,
before that, you had Brown Sugar. It was a pretty big hit, but not as big as probably How Did You Feel? Was even more popular because of the
video.
Music video came out and stuff. Yeah,
I will never forget that. Thank you, D'Angelo.
He won Grammys for Voodoo with that had How Does It Feel on it. He only released three albums in his career. But one of the things that is, so did Hendrix.
Sure.
You know, there are certain artists where, and I think it's kind of cool that we do this with music. We don't really do this with a lot of arts and a lot of mediums, or even in sports, especially in sports.
Sure.
In sports, it's so much, what have you done for me lately? You have to have amounts of stuff. It's not just one championship, tons of championships, these things. In music, you know, we talk about it with an artist. You know, we mentioned George Strait, and we mentioned all the hits. We mentioned, you know, Madonna and all the hits or something like that. But in music, it's so much more about the artist and the impact they had when they were around. And one thing that stood out about D'Angelo from the very first note you heard from him, you're going to feel his music.
Yeah.
You're
just
gonna
an
feel
incredible
it.
Vocalist.
Like, you can't listen to a song a hit. I was talking to my dad about him because he doesn't know who D'Angelo was, but I was trying to give him references. And I think Curtis Mayfield is a very good reference for it. I think he's a good one. I think Marvin Gaye is another one. Stevie Wonder is another great example.
Yeah.
When you listen to Stevie Wonder, you feel Stevie's music.
There's a reason he was spearheading a neo-soul movement, because he was singing in such a way that you heard his soul.
He was different. He wrote his own songs, and I think that stood out a lot too.
Yeah.
It
he
helped.
Was a poet. He
you
was a
really
vocalist.
Feel the music. When We Get By is one of my
just
all-time favorite
dude.
Songs,
yeah.
And it's a song that helped me get by, like in high school and stuff.
Well, and you know, he will be missed, but at the same time, we'll always have those three albums.
Yeah, and just I think a legend.
Yeah,
even with just three albums,
like,
you know.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that he's probably only going to really get the recognition he deserved now. That happens.
And I would be remiss if I did not mention, especially like many of you out there have lost quite a few people to pancreatic cancer. Get checked. Mm-hmm. Get checked. Get on it as soon as you can, everybody. There is no reason not to.
No.
Got this one from CNN.com that I wanted to get into here. And I know this is one of our guys. I know you're a big fan of his, too. Sure. It's not easy giving yourself over to absolute pleasure unless Tim Curry's in front of you.
Yeah.
Tim Curry made a surprise appearance at a 50th anniversary screening of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Mm-hmm. He did this at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery in Los Angeles, where they had this.
Yeah, Barry Bostwick was there with him, right?
Yeah. Curry's co-star, Barry Bostwick, was also there to help out with some of the MC work because Tim Curry is currently in a wheelchair. He has been for many years.
He has since a stroke in, 2015, 2018, something like that?
Yeah, 2012. 2012.
All right.
So Curry's co-star Barry Bostwick was introducing him and saying he wouldn't be here tonight if it wasn't for a young actor named Tim Curry who took a chance at him one time and put him and helped his career blossom by putting him in 6-inch high heels.
Sometimes that's what you got to do.
The 79-year-old actor, also famous for his role in Clue, the great Clue, addressed the audience from his wheelchair, which he has been in since his stroke in 2012.
So, yeah, there it is.
Curry, quote to the audience, "I'd like to tell you that I haven't been legless before. I haven't been legless before tonight, but it wouldn't be true. I've been unfortunately currently in this chair since 2012. He joked then about Bostwick. When Barry was being introduced, he was introduced as OG. I'm assuming that means old geezer. So Bostwick is yelling at him from the back when he says this, like, hey, it's you too, man. It's old too. And Curry goes, yes, true, but I've got dark hair. You've had that lovely white hair forever. So
just I love Tim Curry. I love him so much.
He also joked to Bostwick
treasure.
He looked better in the heels than Bostwick.
That's true. No, that's 100% true. No one can. Nope.
Bostwick also had some kind words for Curry, recalling how they made the film together in a shoestring budget over a duration of 5 weeks. The conditions were horrible. It was raining all the time. But Tim Curry was, with his humor, made things very,
word said about that man on set.
Quote from...
Also, I'm sorry, but Tim Curry's romantic liaison with Miss Piggy after he did Muppet Treasure Island was one of my favorite things that has ever been done in media as, part of a media tour.
The way he is, he's always handled himself in the public eye. I would love to, if I had that career, that's what I would love to hang my hat on, I think.
I'm a huge fan. Quote, just a great fella.
Quote, when I first met everybody on the set or in rehearsals for the Rocky Horror Picture Show, you were the one who came, this is Bostwick talking to Tim Curry. You were the one who came up with and gave me the biggest hug and gave us the warmest welcome, he said, and I'll never forget that. Bostwick also remembered arriving on set with co-star Susan Sarandon and late Meatloaf, and they talked about Meatloaf a little bit and how great he was to work with and everything.
Sure.
And just that they... Tim Curry was not just the lead actor in this movie. Mm-hmm. He was the lead behind the scenes of really just keeping everybody good and going. And not just during the filming, but once the movie is released, and a lot of people might forget, it bombed. It did not do well in theaters.
It is called a cult classic for a reason.
Susan Sarandon, Barry Bostwick, these are actors that would go on to do great work and would continue. But at the time, they thought their careers might die there. Mm-hmm. Tim Curry was very encouraging about, no, honey.
Give it time. It'll be fine.
This is a bump in the road. Now, I don't think any of them could have seen it turning into what they did. Nobody.
No.
In fact, they've said as much, that nobody saw that coming.
No.
But Tim Curry was very adamant about, hey, this is a bump in the road. Just because we had one fault doesn't mean that we won't have hits coming up or be in good movies going forward.
Yeah.
Clue is mentioned, but I think it really needs to be mentioned more often when we're talking about Tim Curry, some of the roles that he did that you didn't know was Tim Curry. There's a movie called Legend that with Tom Cruise.
Yep.
Tim Curry plays one of the most disturbing, evil characters of all time.
Yeah.
And to do this, he plays this devil-like character with these gigantic horns.
He hurt his body playing this character.
It hurt him to this day. He's still in pain because of that. But he did it. They told him,
you wouldn't know watching him.
They told him that he didn't have to do it, but he did it because it was more believable with him doing it.
I just love him.
As much as he's well known, a household name, all these things, mm-hmm. I don't know that we've ever given Tim Curry enough credit.
It's impossible.
It's kind of hard to think of. It's weird to think of that way.
He's incredible.
And we go from Tim Curry to K-pop Demon Hunters.
Naturally.
And I feel like that is a natural transition.
Honestly, yeah, sure.
So the K-pop Demon Hunters, biggest thing around over the last couple of months.
It sure is.
It is certainly the number one thing on Netflix and still is, according to
the most recent
thing.
It's certainly the thing here I hear the most.
I'm sure. With four kids in the house, yeah.
And they all love it.
So it has become a cultural phenomenon that no one could have predicted. It's currently the most watched movie of all time on Netflix with more than 325 million views.
That sounds right.
The number one movie
on
Netflix.
My kid has a third of those under her belt. I'm sure of it.
But it's only made the more impressive when the movie's only been on Netflix for a handful of months.
Yeah, sure.
There are things on Netflix that have been on there since Netflix got built. And
that haven't been viewed that many
times.
That's
crazy to think about. There's talk of a sequel, but don't expect to see your favorite characters in live action.
No.
The creator, Maggie Kang, shot down the idea right away.
Yep.
Quote, there's so many elements of the lone and of the tone and the comedy that are so suited for animation.
Yep.
It's really hard to imagine those characters in live action world.
I agree.
Feel too grounded, so it wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work. You wouldn't be able to really lose yourself in it the way that you do when it's animation. It's so cool.
I understand because we've seen success and failures with Disney and Pixar's live animations. Some mm-hmm. have worked, some haven't. So I don't blame Netflix for being like, well, we got the rights and we've got this pipeline mm-hmm. to anime. Why don't we try to do that with anime? So Cowboy Bebop or One Piece or whatever.
Yeah, the One Piece.
I understand them wanting to do it and seeing on paper how that could work.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, tell me you've never watched anime without telling me you've ever.
Exactly.
There is so much about anime exactly. that only works. Works in animation.
It's true. Well, no. What was the one that they recently tried to do? The one with the Notebook.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Death Note.
That
live action movie did not pan out, even with Willem Dafoe.
And it's a concept that you could see. Oh, I could see this working.
I've read all of those mangas, and I loved the cartoons that I saw of it, but I did not like the live action. I'm the target audience.
So much of the cultural stuff with Japanese culture and so much of those things that work in anime mm-hmm. that just don't work in live action.
And K-pop Demon Hunter is Korean, but yeah, the argument still stands.
And I'm thinking of certain like Japanese. You said manga, so it was making me think of certain Japanese art. But yeah, Korean art, any of these kind of art forms that we're talking about mm-hmm. from that area is really going to be difficult with the haha. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the
right. It gets lost in translation, perhaps?
Way lost.
Yeah.
In other Demon Hunter news, EGAE, who provides the singing voice for Rumi, says she wrote the song Golden with notes that were too high-pitched to sing live.
That's true.
So that's another reason why they wouldn't necessarily work.
You can't get a live-action singer to be able to perform that song. It's just not possible.
She wanted to show Rumi's intense emotions. Quote, it needed that desperate climb in tone to express her feelings. I didn't expect I'd end up performing it live myself, though. So that made it a little difficult. They did show up on the season premiere of SNL.
Oh, cool.
The actors that did the voices and everything, mm-hmm. and I thought that was kind of cool.
That is really cool.
It also shows how...
Well, and it shows that Lorne is in touch. He's got his finger on modern day still.
That man, I have no doubt in my mind that Lorne Michaels knows whatever the most popular whatever the word for cool is right now with like high schoolers.
He knows it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That guy is so in
he's so good at it
and has been so good at it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Just a note, it also shows how big that the K-pop thing has gotten, that it's on SNL. It's one of the signs in pop culture of how big you've gotten.
The next step is late night TV.
So do you think that even if they like, first off, the kids, your kids, just kids in general, probably going to be interested in the sequel.
Absolutely, they're already interested in the sequel,
and that's in the works right now.
Absolutely.
And everything.
Yep.
A surprise to no one.
They've been excited since the word broke that they were working on a sequel.
If they and they're not going to, but if they did do a live action one, do you think they'd be interested in that? Have your kids been interested in the live action stuff at all?
The only live action stuff my kids have actually been interested in is the Five Nights at Freddy's stuff. Mm. But that's because those are not movies. Those are video games. So it's like a movie based on a video game. Mm-hmm. And so they did live action for those. Yeah. But those are not necessarily critically acclaimed. So I would, you know, reserve judgment there.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like my kids would watch it, but I also feel like they wouldn't love it the way that they do animation, because my kids love art for art's sake, and animation just is going to have more art in it.
Yeah. I want to remind everybody that tomorrow we will have a new edition of the WFHR newsletter showing up in your email box. Mm-hmm. Get on over to WFHR.com right now and sign up for that newsletter so you can get it. Your one-stop shop for Central Wisconsin news, sports, weather, all the above. And while you're there, why not get us your recipe?
Yeah, you can email it to us at info@WFHR.com, or you can text it using the Civic Media app, or you can just drop by during our regular hours, ring the doorbell, and Pam will let you in and take a copy of your grandmother's sweet, sweet postcard.
We would love to have your recipe. It won't be the same without you. We're doing this to celebrate our 85th anniversary around here, so we're coming up with this cookbook, and we want local recipes. We want locals involved, because this is a love letter to all of you. We appreciate our listeners. We're here for 85 years because of you. So if you get a recipe submitted, you get a free edition of the cookbook. There's one reason to do it.
And without your guys' recipes, all we're going to have is what? Aaliyah's bologna sandwich in there?
Yeah, that. And I was gonna add my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I was going to add that.
Naturally. Sure.
Yeah, there's much better recipes.
We want your
there.
Recipes to fill up this book.
Please help. Please help. Get to WFHR.com, sign up for the newsletter, and submit your recipe, everybody. We appreciate you doing that. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to our break here. Laura and I will be back with more show coming up on 97.5 FM WFHR. Making a little, exception for the spooky.
Yeah, it was worth playing a little D'Angelo.
Had to get that voice in there, just in case those out there that may have not heard that man sing. How good
and that wasn't
that
even
voice.
Peak ability. Yeah. That was just.
Just grabbing a random song in a video that was safe to play around Laura. It was.
You didn't want to play How Does It Feel Around Me. Listen, it would have gotten weird.
I need you for another half an hour.
I'd be drooling on the mic. It'd be ridiculous.
You'd be lost to me, yeah.
Worthless.
Speaking of...
we've got a cozy playlist to get to.
Right. And speaking of good music to listen to and to vibe out to, and this time of year is the perfect time to be able to do that. Autumn, sure. Fall, cozy, that's what you want. And I don't think of the word cozy with music very often,
but I should
because I did not pre-read this. I wanted to look at it as with fresh eyes like you are, and I'm looking at it just off the top, and I'm like, yeah, this fits.
This feels cozy.
If you ask me what is a cozy song, I say that some of these fit. So we all, but this wouldn't be the same without you guys. We want your cozy songs, want your perfect fall songs. Ooh. What are perfect songs for autumn? Let us know. You can call us up at 715-424-2600 or use the Civic Media app. Call or text us through that. We want to hear from you. What is your perfect fall songs?
Sure.
This playlist that they got here, I believe that this comes to it. Yeah, Spotify put this together.
Okay.
So, you take it with a grain of salt.
Right. Well, and I'm also checking my playlists so I can add if I've got some.
So I'll go through some of these, like Don't Know Why from Norah Jones.
That was one I was just looking at, actually.
Yeah.
That's cozy as heck.
Any Norah Jones is perfect
so
for
cozy.
Autumn. She's got one of those voices.
She really does. Like a scarf.
Different direction here with High and Dry from Radiohead.
Sure.
I kind of could see that a little bit.
Sure. I mean, by tempo, I suppose.
I am a gigantic Radiohead fan. It's not that. I just don't
They've
necessarily think
They've got cozier songs than High and Dry, if you ask me.
Yeah. Head Over Heels from Tears for Fears.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That one feels like hot cocoa.
I wouldn't have thought of it, but yes. Now, I will say with that one for like people like my ilk, I don't know that how much it's cozy and how much it's cozy nostalgia. A little bit of both.
Nostalgia,
but that's okay.
Is cozy.
Little column A, little column B. Nothing
Absolutely.
Wrong with that. Then this one might be the one that throws me off the most on this list. And I Eyes Without a Face from Billy Idol.
No, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Sure. That one's cozy.
That one.
Now, that one, it's more like, it's a wool blanket, right?
Okay.
It's warm. It's cozy.
Oh, okay.
But it's just a little bit itchy.
Sure, sure. Sparks from Coldplay. I don't know that one. I don't know that one.
No, I'm thinking of Clocks.
I could see Coldplay songs in general.
In general.
Being cozy.
They're relatively cozy.
The music that I do know of.
They're your basic duvet.
They kind of feel like that, yeah. I feel like one of those few bands, too, that have kind of been able to like just hit like all kinds of genre or all kinds of fan bases.
Yeah, yeah. They kind of dabble in everything a little bit.
I will if I
am wondering about that face you just made. What song did you read?
Fade Into You from Mazzy Star, which is just, oh, I love that
such
song
a good
so
song.
Much.
God, no, that one's that your song. Favorite hoodie.
Love it. Yes, yes. It's a
that
go-to.
One's your favorite hoodie.
As long as I live, I will love that song. Mm-hmm. And Mazzy Star.
Yeah, it's just in general. That's
her voice, the way that she sings that song, too. Mm-hmm. It's so, yes. Sick Season from Noah Kahan.
Sure.
Stick Season. Sure. I haven't heard a whole lot from Noah Kahan, but I really like what I've heard. Mm-hmm. And I really, his SNL performance blew me away. I thought it was a lot of fun. I like a fun band. I like
absolutely.
A band that can, like, they can hit all those notes, but they're also doing it while, like, smiling and playing together and all that mm-hmm. and everything. It was a fun show. Mm-hmm. Another song I don't know, but I have no doubt has its coziness to it, Taylor Swift's August.
Sure.
A lot of her earlier music, I would think, is probably that way. From the little bits
of her
I've
music
heard.
In general is probably cozy. She strikes me as someone who strives for cozy.
I can't help myself. I got to sneak this in. A shout out to Wisconsin's own The Onion
sure.
and the incredible reporting that they do mm-hmm. in their most recent headline of Travis Kelce gets cold feet after listening to the newest Taylor Swift
right,
album.
Right, right. Well, so okay, so let's take it back to the coziness, though. Like, Travis Kelce, he strikes me as a cozy fella.
Oh, I bet.
Like I said, she strikes me as someone who is interested in coziness.
Could not find subjects that I have least less interest in that one, but I agree that, yes, he probably mm-hmm. is. He probably is. Take everybody's word on it.
Okay. Sure.
The night has opened my eyes from the Smiths.
Okay.
Seeing some emo music in here. Seeing some
fall is emo time. It just is. Everything's dying, James.
And Pictures of You from The Cure, of course, possible.
Naturally. Yeah. Yeah
just to
yeah.
hit the point home.
Yep. If you guys weren't sure, this is our time.
Landslide from Fleetwood Mac.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Like, that may be the perfect autumn song.
Absolutely.
That may be.
In fact, I would say Fleetwood Mac in general, solid for autumn.
Yeah. Yeah. And In My Life from the Beatles.
Sure.
I don't... A Day in the Life is probably my favorite Beatles song.
Okay.
But I think maybe they're like the most underrated song in their catalog, mm-hmm. I think might be In My Life.
Sure.
I think it might be the most underrated song they ever sure. wrote or produced. It is such a meaningful, beautiful song. Mm-hmm. And it is something, I don't know a human being that has ever been born that could not sure. relate to that song. And yet I don't know any Beatles people that bring it up. Like mm-hmm. It was one of my go-tos. It's not my top five
sure.
of bringing up songs.
Do you have any songs that you thought of that aren't on the list?
All jazz.
Just
all jazz. Like
okay.
anything John Coltrane, anything Miles Davis, in particular, anything Thelonious Monk.
Sure.
Sweet and Low, or Sweet and Lovely.
Sure.
Sweet and Lovely is one of the greatest songs you will ever hear. And
yeah.
if you can hear the Thelonious Monk version, it is autumn come to, autumn put into notes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of jazz, though.
That's a lot of jazz. I'm going to shout out Hoser for this one,
mm-hmm.
right? In general, but
perfect,
also
yeah.
specifically the song Almost, Sweet Music.
Mm.
That one's cozy.
Mm.
Stay High by Brittany Howard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Specifically the Tiny Desk Concert version, if you can find it.
I just watched that this weekend.
It's
I just
so good.
I
it's
hadn't seen
so
it.
I good.
I just saw it this weekend for the first time. It was amazing.
What was the other artist I was going to shout out on this one? I can't find it now.
Mm.
Oh, Steam Powered Giraffe.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, they're incredible. They're just three really incredible vocalists, and they have a song called Honeybee that is really, really cozy. That one's like a nice jacket.
I just like the band name. Like,
it's a great band name, but it's like, so they're people, but they're performing as robots. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
So it's, you know, it's super artsy.
I could see that.
It's really cool.
I think a lot of Wilco music. Mac DeMarco, sure. Some of that I think is pretty good.
Lord Huron.
Now there's my guy. Yeah, Lord Huron. There's,
I knew you would say that. That's why I was saving it for when you were starting to share.
Any Lord Huron works for me on that one. And again, we want to know what you guys out there.
Absolutely.
I did have somebody text in Eagles. The Eagles.
Oh, like that's just a good Eagles. Answer. Yeah, that's a good answer.
I could see that as a lot of one.
Absolutely.
We'll keep.
How about the Black Crows?
Yeah, yeah. There's another one,
right?
Too.
She talks to angels. That's cozy. It's dark, but it's cozy.
I'd say the Allman Brothers.
Absolutely.
There's almost no song of the Allman Brothers that doesn't sound better in autumn. It doesn't sound better with the leaves changing.
I would hear that argument.
Those are good. Those are all good ones. And we know there are more ones. There are more.
There sure are.
Suggestions out there, everybody. We'll keep this going all season long.
You
got until the end of
fall. Let us know what your favorite cozy song is.
We'd love to hear it from you, everybody. Let us know. We're looking forward to hearing your answers. For now, Laura and I will take one more time out for the show. We'll be back and wrap things up on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. Nothing but good civic media programming coming up for you throughout the day today. Stick around for it.
Mm-hmm.
Get into our schedule in a second, but just real quick, another shout out to Art Stevenson for joining us.
Absolutely.
Pittsville Area Foundation for the Arts is hosting Cash in Hand, the Johnny Cash Tribute Band. They are coming to town on the 19th. Make sure to make plans for that, everybody. It's going to be a good show.
Shout out to Cash in Hand, Art Stevenson, and the Pittsville Area Foundation for the Arts.
It was a lot of fun. We're gonna have a lot of fun today with our Rapids report. We've got a great one. Laura set up some great guests for us to talk to. In part one, we got Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher joining us, along with our great friends from Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
It's true.
Looking forward to that. And in part two, we're going to talk to Allison Dairyland. Sarah Hagenow is going to join us.
It's true, too.
Got a lot of good things to talk about with Sarah. Looking forward to that.
And she sent us a ton of pictures. I'm really excited about using some of those.
Yeah. Sarah's great. She's been doing a great job.
She's awesome.
We will have playmakers for you from 4 to 5 on 105.5 WIRI. We speak sport.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Shout out to Quality Plus Printing for sponsoring the hour, giving us a chance for you guys to call in with your sports takes and feelings. Do not keep them inside. They can fester. They can go bad. And they smell bad. They smell bad after a while. I'm just going to say it.
For the love of everyone's noses, call during the 4 to 5 o'clock hour at 715-424-2600 to speak sport.
Yeah. We're looking forward to talking with you a little bit later. Michael Comer will be in with us. We'll be talking about the River Kings schedule coming up. We got those first home games this weekend and everything. Looking forward to it. And Laura, it is a Wednesday. We know what that means.
Bingo. It's bingo night at the Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids. You can head on over there at 430 West Jackson Street tonight. It begins at 6:30 p.m. Doors open at 5.
Always a good time and always a good opportunity supporting our Elks Lodge. Get on over there, everybody.
There is also going to be Historic Point Bass's Spirit Walk on Saturday, October 18th, and Saturday, October 25th from 6 to 8 p.m. You can head on over there. It's going to be fun for the whole family at 364 Wakely Road, just off Highway Z in Nakusa.
Going to be a good time over there. Make sure to make plans for it, everybody. And of course, we've been talking about this. Variety's Productions of Rumors is coming up. That'll be Thursday, October 16th, and then at 7 o'clock. Then they'll have a matinee on the 18th at 2, and another show on the 18th at 7.
Yeah.
So it'll be a fun one. Got some of our locals there that we know.
Yeah, at the Jensen Community Center in Amherst. Yeah.
Be sure to check that out. And just like we were talking about with Art about Pittsville.
Absolutely.
Amherst, areas like this, when they put on productions, when they bring acts to town, get on over there, check them out, buy local, support local, everybody.
That's how we keep the arts happening in the area, is by going there and supporting them.
And support the science. Is science?
Yeah.
Blinded me with science.
Or something.
I had to do it. Thomas Dolby's birthday was the other day. It was popping in my head.
Happy birthday.
Science by the River, a celebration of science, nature, and community coming up this weekend. 10 to 1, it'll be going along the beautiful Wisconsin River. You can check this out. Go ahead and start with any part of the trail, but the Riverfront Trail. It'll go from Lion Park to Ben Hansen Park. If you'd like a map of the great locations in the little spots, you can go on their Facebook page and see more about it.
It's true.
A shout out to all of our locals that are hosting these
absolutely
little spots.
And shout out to UW Extension for arranging the whole thing.
Yeah, they do an amazing job with this one. There are going to be 15 interactive discovery stations for you too. You can check them all out, check out one, whatever you'd like to do. Get outside and enjoy. Looks like it should be good weather too.
Awesome.
Got some other stuff I want to mention, Laura.
It's true. The ODC presents Dreadmore Keep, Haunted House, and Dreadmore Cove for the kids on Friday, October 17th and Saturday, October 18th from 6 to 9:30 p.m. It is an all-inclusive wheelchair-accessible community event, free and open to the public, and it will be fun for the whole family. As I said, Dreadmore Cove is a kid-friendly experience, and Dreadmore Keep is more of a classic horror scary experience. So check it out at the ODC in Wisconsin Rapids at 1191 Huntington Avenue or on their Facebook page for more details.
And I wanted to mention that if you are a nonprofit group and you're hosting a Halloween activity or an event in this area, we want to know about it. Let us know.
Yeah.
You can email us info@wfhr.com or call our front desk and talk to Pam, 715-424-1300. Get us those events going on so
we
want to
get the word out.
Yeah. And keep on the lookout. We're going to have trick-or-treat times for you in our local area here
coming up.
We'll be getting into that very soon. Mm-hmm. Also wanted to remind everybody that we are looking for volunteers for the United Way's Day of Caring.
Mm-hmm.
All hands on deck. The more hands we have, the more lawns we can rake.
It's true.
And help out our community. The United Way event is going to be coming up real soon. So we want you to be, Terry and I will be talking about this tomorrow.
That's true. She's going to be in here tomorrow.
But for right now, you can go to uwswac.org, sign up. If you're just a solo person and you want to be part of a group, they can find you a group. They will fit a lawn that works for you and your team.
They sure will.
Help out our community, be a part of the community. There's few days that I enjoy more than the Day of Caring and seeing all the same colored shirts around. This year it's green.
This is a cool expression of community, right? You're going to see the lawns of elderly and disabled folks getting raked by armies of volunteers in green t-shirts on this day. It's so cool.
Wisconsin Rapids Family Center is inviting you to their annual Domestic Violence Awareness Vigil. It is going to be going on October 23rd, Thursday, mm-hmm. October 23rd, over at McMillan Library. Mm-hmm. This is to celebrate those that support survivors and to work to make a change in our community.
Yeah.
The theme for 2025, Everyone Knows Someone, reminds us to work together, learn about the cause and impacts of domestic violence in our community so that we might recognize warning signs and empower those affected by domestic violence.
Yep.
You've seen the city already. You've seen a bunch of purple around.
Yep, there's purple lights all on our bridges.
And you're going to see even more as we go along here, because we are going to paint this town purple and make sure that anybody, if you come to Rapids and you know that, okay, this is a town that's on the right side of history.
Mm-hmm.
This is a town that is going to be in the right on this topic.
It's going to be a safe place.
Yes. We encourage you to find out more.
And not many people need a safe place more than victims of domestic violence.
October 23rd, Thursday, October 23rd, McMillan Library Auditorium, 6 o'clock. Be there. We encourage you to wear purple if you'd like throughout the month, and certainly at the event.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to everybody out there that is already making plans to be a part of it. You can find out more at familyctr.org, familyctr.org.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and mention it again.
We will once again mention the Cash in Hand Johnny Cash Tribute Band at the Pittsville School Auditorium on Sunday, October 19th at 7 p.m. The tickets are $20. At the door, or you can get them ahead of time at eventbrite.com.
Yeah, yeah, that's get those plans, everybody. Get on over there.
Yeah.
Had some world good stories that I wanted to get to here. A couple near Raleigh, North Carolina will finally get to take a honeymoon 3 decades after they got married.
Okay.
Cheryl Batch showed up at a lottery headquarters on Friday to cash in $1 million scratcher that she bought.
That's crazy.
She told lottery officials that she and her husband will finally get to plan a honeymoon 31 years after their wedding.
Oh, congratulations. So cool.
They have no idea where they're going to go.
They've got $1 million. They'll figure it out.
She actually seemed kind of stressed about it a little bit. Like, yeah, just calm down.
Too many options. Right. Chill out. I get it.
Animal control officers in Denver saved a baby squirrel that fell out of a tree onto a golf course, a mini golf course, to be more precise.
Okay.
The mom didn't come back, so they handed it over to a wildlife center. It happened in August, but they just shared video that said, and they said the squirrel is doing well.
Oh, good. Has it been released, or is it still just in the center?
Yeah, it looks like it's still in the center.
Cool.
from what the article is saying here. And a waitress in Louisiana did the Heimlich maneuver on a customer and saved his life. Madison Bridles is still in high school, but it's already the second life she's saved. She also had to do the Heimlich on her dad once.
Wow.
She was hanging Halloween decorations this month, and when a guy stood up and put his hands on his neck and everything, mm-hmm. and so she just reacted right away. Good on that lady.
Just a natural skill, I guess.
Yeah. Great show today, Laura.
You too.
Be good to each other out there.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.